That's okay, Mike. I owe you one for that. I'll talk to Dave Wallach. I'm sure he'll have you taken off the song leading schedule. Not my doing. So, if we were in Spokesman's Club, this speech would be a heart-to-heart speech. And it's been a challenging week for me. I recently found out one of my friends has been diagnosed with four types of cancer. He did have cancer. It went into remission, and now it came back. He's got four types of cancer. Another really close friend of mine, I've known for probably 50 years, I found out he has multiple myeloma, which is a white blood corpuscle, white cell cancer. And then a third friend of mine, really close friend of mine, he's been really depressed and was talking about suicide. And he talked about suicide before, and he hung up and he was crying and he said, "I'm sorry, Gary." And I thought he was going to do it. And, you know, do I call the cops to go do a welfare check? And if, you know, he's just depressed, I didn't want to get him all mad or get him kicked out of his apartment. So I waited 2 days and prayed. And last night at 2 o'clock in the morning, his roommate came home and said he was home. He just wasn't answering the phone. So, and that was answered prayer because I have been praying. And then my mom, she fell and broke her wrist. Could have been a lot worse. And then of course, Mr. Shaby with his heart attack, that's pretty dramatic. And there are many others. And I know, my point is, I know everyone in this room is going through some type of severe trial, or maybe even manifest trial. So with all this happening this last week, and then we have a concert we're doing tonight, later on tonight, so I was preparing for that, and then all this comes down, and it's like, okay, I can either feel sorry for myself, get depressed, or I can lean on God a lot more than I had been in the past. So I decided to lean on God. And the topic, the message title is Leaning on God. Let's look at what God's Word tells us about leaning on Him. There are going to be 3 points. The first one, no matter what, and we should be doing this each and every day, but even though we don't sometimes as much as we should, we need to always be focused on drawing close to God no matter what. Because we have to admit, all of us, we watch TV. I don't even watch the news anymore, but we see what's going on in the world. And what's going on in the U.S. is not just going on here. It is worldwide. It is, Satan is really running amok. And it shows us that these are his last days. So for the first scripture, I'd like us to go ahead and turn to Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16, for those that are watching on the webcast in here, that are here. 4:16, Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When we're hurting or overwhelmed, our natural tendency is to often rely on ourselves. But God's Word encourages us to lean on Him, to approach His throne boldly. He offers us mercy and grace, especially when we need it the most. Number two, we need to pray for others and get the focus off of ourselves. In 1 Timothy, I'm not going to turn there, I'll read from this page right here. 1 Timothy 2:1. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. That's not, doesn't mean just the brethren in God's church, wherever Church of God affiliation a person may be in. This is for everyone. And I'm sort of preaching to the choir because I know we all do this, but I just wanted to bring this to the forefront, maybe put it in the front of our minds today. It's heartbreaking to see my friend talk about suicide. I've known him for a long time. But I do believe that God answered prayer. I really thought he was going to do it. I mean, I've never heard him this despondent. So I know that it was answered prayer. And then I get to thinking too about all this going on, and then I have to remind myself, it's not my job to understand why. It is my job to pray for others and continue to be a light. And I always try to be a light to my friends, and they know my belief system. They know I keep the Sabbath, and they're respectful of it, but they really just don't. They still don't get it, which is understandable. 2 Corinthians 4:4, I'll read. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ should shine on them. And I know we all have friends and family members and colleagues that we just wish, you know, if God had opened their eyes to see like we see, how wonderful it would be. But God has the greater wisdom. He knows what's best. And I always think of it as, you know, if God doesn't call a person now, he knows what he's doing. And, you know, if he does call them, there's a chance of them falling away, which would be even more severe than not being called at all. Then in 3rd point, and this is probably one of the most important points in this, and when we go through our trials and such, remember God's promises. Don't ever forget God's promises. We know in Scripture God promises to never leave us or forsake us. And I remember a long time ago, I was at a Bible study that Mr. Luker was given, and he was saying that was one of his favorite scriptures. And I was a new Christian. I hadn't even heard of that scripture. And when he said that, it just dawned on me. It's like, wow, that is an incredible scripture. Even when things seem darkest, we must trust and remember that God's promises are unchanging. He doesn't promise that life will be easy, but he does promise that he is with us, and that he is working things out for our ultimate good, and that he will never leave and forsake us. John 16:33, if you want to go ahead and open your Bibles, if you're online or in here even. John 16:33. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Really, when you think about it, we've really got nothing to really worry about. God's already overcame the world. It's going to make me want to cry. He's overcame all this evil. He's already won the battle. And Satan is just putting up one heck of a fight. But we know the end. He's going to lose. God sees the full picture, even when we can't. And holding on to his promises gives us hope, peace, and courage to keep going. My closing thoughts, brethren. Trials come to us all, but how we respond, whether we draw close to God, pray for others, and cling to his promises, all this can make all the difference. Let's keep our focus on the one who is in control and trust that he will carry us through. Happy Sabbath.